107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Officials in Chicago say they expect 50,000 people to attend the Democratic National Convention that begins tomorrow. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says the race is much different than it was a month ago, as an ABC News Washington Post poll shows Vice President Harris leading former President Trump by 5 points.
You see some real big swings, especially among independent voters. Independent voters just a month ago favored Donald Trump. Now they favor Kamala Harris by double digits, 11-point lead among independents.
Poll showed Trump is more trusted to handle the economy, inflation, and immigration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading to the Middle East amid hopes that Israel and Hamas are closer to a ceasefire deal. And a sheriff's deputy in Paulding County, Georgia, was shot and killed Saturday in what police say was an apparent ambush. The suspect shot and killed himself. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Kids in Wisconsin will soon head back to school. Experts have a few tips to get them back into a routine and make sure they're in good shape physically and mentally. Mike Moan reports.
After relaxing over summer break, voices in the world of healthcare say activities like family bike rides or walks can help your child build up their physical stamina. That way, they might not be as exhausted during the first week of school. Nicole Marty, a nurse practitioner with Oak Leaf Pediatrics in Eau Claire, says if your child is anxious about attending a new school, there are some things you can do, like making an informal visit to the building to ease those nerves.
Visiting the playground and playing on the playground, you know, in the weeks before school starts, just so that they can get used to that and it's not such an abrupt start for them. That can be really helpful.
She says practicing breathing exercises in the final days of vacation is another relaxation tool. Parents are urged to get each child's annual medical or sports physical, immunizations, eye exam, and mental health assessment on the books as soon as possible. UnitedHealthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rhonda Randall says it's important to establish a regular routine, including dinner with the family as often as possible.
Putting age-appropriate limits on screen time and access to social media. Setting a good sleep schedule, all of those things around consistency help your child feel more confident and secure and stable, and also promote their health.
Randall also suggests parents foster independence in younger kids, encouraging them to dress themselves and learn to use the bathroom, blow their nose, wash their hands, and put on shoes without assistance. Kids also need to feel confident enough to ask an adult for help when needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Freddie Peralta went six innings and got the win. Devin Williams came in the ninth and earned another save. And William Contreras with a home run as the Brewers beat the Guardians 2-1 last night at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now with a 10-game lead ahead of the Cardinals, who beat the Dodgers 5-2 in St. Louis. The Cubs with a 3-2 win over the Blue Jays at Wrigley. Brewers GM Matt Arnold giving reporters an update on Christian Yelich, saying when weeks of rehab failed, back surgery was their only option.
I can tell you he was in a lot of pain. He had shooting pains through his leg and his back, and he was trying like crazy to come back, and he's worked incredibly hard. And unfortunately, that procedure just wasn't working for him, and so he opted to have the procedure.
NFL, it's the Packers and Broncos tonight in their second preseason game. Jordan Love will not play, so you'll see second-year man Sean Clifford at quarterback, followed by seventh-round pick Michael Pratt out of Tulane running the offense in the second half. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. We'll have light north winds and highs in the lower 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear in mid-50s. Sunshine near 80 to start your work week. Right now, it's 67.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Leff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Fairness partners. Fairness
partners. AM 1400 WRJN.
Back we are at the Music of the Stars till high noon central. Right here, WRJN, both AM and FM, Radio Park, Racine. record for Frank Weir in 1954. Actually recorded by the Obenkirchen Children's Choir. Henri René had a hit. The Music of the Stars. Christian Andersen.
Her arms were warm as they welcomed me. Her eyes were fire bright. And then I knew that my path must be through the ever haunted night. Anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam, till I'm in the arms of my darling again. Was oh such a soft caress of love it gently told, and in her smile was the tenderness I may never more behold.
Winner 1953. guess. You can't remember where you heard this. Tell you that it's from television, 1955. Richard Boone played a doctor and medic, and people were writing the network, where did you get that music? As Victor Young of Chicago. The theme from Medic, but actually, it's got a title, Blue Star. Victor Young and lyrics finally added. Felicia Sanders does the hit. Edward Heyman wrote them. Stars. This is from a horror movie. The Uninvited. Victor Young. next time.
The Song of Robin sings through years of endless spring. The murmur of a brook at eventide
Young. What a masterpiece. Victor Young didn't get any Oscars till, well, Around the World in 80 Days, but he had passed on by then. The Music of the Stars on WRJN, Coast to Coast. Johnny Mathis coming back to the Midwest.
When will I see you again? When will we share precious moments? Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you? See you again. When will I see you again? When will I see you again?
This is WRJN, both AM and FM. Radio Park, Racine. Worldwide on the Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us. WRJN, big deals. All kinds of great savings. Local foods, merchandise, services. Here's what you do. You log on at WRJN.com. Take a look. All of your chances to save at least 30%. Here's an example. A certificate worth $40, $28, your cost. You can get a $20 certificate for only $14. Click on these. The Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. All kinds of big deals of the day. This happens twice a week. Save half. 50% on all kinds of food, services, and merchandise. WRJN.com. And, Stella by Starline. I've got a Halloween program for you. I know I don't want to talk about Halloween, but the old clock on the wall keeps ticking, and sometimes I think maybe it's time to get a new clock for the wall, but in the meantime, we've got a Halloween show, and it's not that far off. It'll be a whole month. Well, just a quick promo, Halloween on the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being here. Let's see, that picture with Ray Milland and Ruth Hussey, The Uninvited. I saw that as a kid, and I saw it late at night all by myself. Well, you know, it's just part of the examples of what you might hear. Surprises around the corner. On the Music of the Stars, Stella by Starlight. On the Music of the Stars.
There's a heaven of blue. would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. It would be heaven to climb.
Mitchell Parrish, and here's Virginia O'Brien with Tommy Dorsey.
I fell in love with the leader of the band. I was alone and he seemed to understand. But he had no ring for this finger on my hand. So I said farewell, farewell to love. I swore I'd never fall in love again. Then I lost my heart to the boy who plays the sax. Night after night, he recorded tunes on wax. I wanted romance, but he wanted to relax. So I said farewell, farewell to love. Oh, I'll never, never fall. No, I'll never, never fall. I swore I'd never fall in love again. Upside down, he blew his horn, and I bought a wedding gown. Then he blew his horn, and he blew right out of town. So once more I shoved romance away. And next on my list was the gay who beats the drum. He was divine, as romantic as they come. But he made that noise with his humble chewing gum. So I said farewell to my amour. I'll never fall again.
That was Buddy Rich.
A leader or his men. I'm through with all musicians from now on. I'm going back to that shack by that track in Hackensack. I'll marry Jim, maybe Joe, or even Jack. I'm leaving for good, and I never will come back. Goodbye, boys, farewell, so long adieu.
Little girl, don't go away.
No, no, you can't make me stay.
Well, just one moment before you stray. I've got some jive I'd like to play.
You play, and I just can't go away, so I'll stay. Can't go away when you play, Jack, you're gay. Guess I'm still in love with the leader of, still in love with the leader of.
Virginia O'Brien, Tommy Dorsey, Virginia the Deadpan Diva. That's from Ship Ahoy. That gal stole every scene she was always in. And people say, how did she get so non-emotional? The answer was, literally, she had stage fright. True story. Virginia O'Brien. Here's another one.
a guy like Misha Auer has me completely in his power. In fact, most any man I see is the only man for me. Whee! Bring on those wonderful men. Bring me an elegant guy. A soldier or sailor, a gable or tailor, a short or a tall one. I just want to call one my own private wonderful he. Bring what you can to me. Bring me a guy to pin up. Bring me a prince on a horse. A dark or a light one. I just want a sight one who'll call me his missus and give with the kisses. I'm afraid I've a terrible yen for those wonderful M-E-N. Amor, amor. There must be someone for me, but what's he waiting for? No hope, no soap. If he don't appear, I fear I'm at the end of my rope. Oh, bring on a male who ain't frail. Bring on a man from a cave. Someone to relax with and pay income tax with. And though he's from hunger, I'm not getting younger. And I'd like to get on with my plan. American man. I know the men are few, but what's a gal to do? I'll get a man before I'm through. Hey, you in the third row. Bring on those wonderful.
You, when Virginia's on the screen, nobody looks at anything else. Born in L.A., we lost her in 2001 in Woodland Hills. Your invite to join us every Sunday morning. We're not that far away from the month of October. No, don't worry, nothing today.
Got nothing to do.
fuss with my lover. I toil for my kids. Sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord up above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send me a cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me a river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do.
Jones. Easy. is breaking up is very hard to do. Visit a nearby tower, and climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, standing in the lurch at a church where people say, my God, that's tough. She stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Looking back over the years, and whatever else appears, father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so despite encouragement from me. No words were ever spoken, and when she passed away, I cried and cried all day alone again. Naturally.
Better than Jack Jones. The Great American Songbook. You ready for a really sad one? I'll let Jack do the honors.
Must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Dio, como ti amo? I still can hear her
ever say. Oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebration. Long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come on, Dio. Those were the words she said. God, how much I love you. It runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, come ti amo. God, how much I love you.
Nicola Paiona wrote that. Music of the Stars. Stand by for news now and weather. The music of the star. And back again for another hour. WRJN AM 1400 from Racine and gotcha, didn't I? Gotcha. Admit it. Okay, we'll have a funny one from Paiona. Right after this quick break. The music's out there. We just gotta broadcast it, that's all. Do our daggonest. Every Sunday, Seminal High Noon. The best music ever. WRJN, Civic Media, Radio Network. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.